Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Starting a new fiscal year for the Beef Checkoff, Heather Buckmaster, Oklahoma Beef Council, joins us in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and spring-bred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
We're talking today with Heather Buckmaster, the Executive Director of Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, brand new fiscal year upon you now, and literally you've got some existing programs that have been successful that you're continuing and some new things as well. Tell me about some of the things going on in this new fiscal year 2022.
Well, one of the things we look back on 2021, and we had a big year with the development of video content. We looked at the numbers, and we have produced more than 30 pieces of new video content. And why video content is important is because we kind of think of it as being content is king. Consumers will remember 95% of a message when they see it via video versus text. And so that's one of the reasons we've put such a strong focus in on video content this year. We create a series of videos to help producers understand the beef checkoff. Another series of videos really focused in on busting those myths about beef sustainability. Another series that we did focused in on beef in the early years, how, you know, it was important that babies are getting the nutrients that are available in solid foods like beef. That was a wonderful series for us in just 1 month that had 175,000 video views. And so as we move into fiscal year 2022, we're going to keep our focus in on developing content that educates consumers about beef, that helps bust those myths, at the same time that we are able to help inspire them to choose beef, that we're providing them the recipe information and the inspirational videos to help them choose beef. And then also one of the new programs that we're looking at in 2022 is Build Your Base with Beef. And I'm very excited about this program. It's going to be a pilot project for us this year. But this program was developed by the South Dakota Beef Industry Council and the Sanford Sports Institute, which is a leading sports science and medical institute in the nation. Mm-hmm. And this program combines training and performance and nutrition for athletes, from high school athletes to college elite athletes in the Olympics. And obviously beef is featured as a premier protein. So we're going to be pilot testing it this year to kind of find our niche with the program, to see how we can, you know, with the goal of developing it and growing it into the future.
Know that you're interested in trying to obviously get that maximum bang for the buck. And one of those areas you can do that, of course, is the international arena. Are you doing some things this year?
Absolutely. We'll be back in working in education programs in China. China has just been exploding in the last 12 months. And I just had an email the other day from somebody seeking to buy U.S. beef, and where could they buy it? And the email came from China. So we know that they're looking for our product. And of course, when we get emails like that, we always send them to USMEF because they're the ones best equipped to help them. But China will definitely be there. Japan will be there. Japan is obviously our highest value market. We will also be funding efforts in South Korea. And we're going to continue some work, and we're going to be working with the Kansas Beef Council. We plan to work with the Kansas Beef Council in Africa. And I think that's going to be a wonderful program. We look at Africa as a long-term market for U.S. beef.
You've always done some great work with influencers. You try to really put that that word out about beef and kind of plant those seeds, I guess you might say, and let them help you get the word out.
Yes, we always do a lot. We do a lot of work with dietitians and with the medical community, and we have a great relationship with the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians, and that's been a strong relationship with the new research and information that we have on beef for babies. That relationship has really been key to helping us get information in front of pediatricians. But also, we have a new staff member, Nikki Snyder, and we've been so pleased to have her on board. And she's going to do a lot more work this next year with influencers, blogger-type influencers, and with, you know, recipe developing and messaging development.
So a lot of exciting things. You're trying to really get out in a lot of different areas, it seems like.
Yes. Whether it's promotion, consumer information, industry information, at the end of the day, our goal is to sell more beef. And that's one of the things that we're working towards. I should also say we'll be back at NASCAR this year for year two for the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. And we're so excited about the efforts because we're still seeing the residual impact of last year's Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 race at Daytona.
Well, and of course, that was kind of a spur of the moment deal. Several beef councils coming together, working with the federation.
Yes, several state beef councils helped fund that effort because it did come down the pipeline really quick. It had to be turned. Florida Beef Council did an outstanding job with it and helped. Helping to coordinate it. And so we've already had one meeting yesterday to focus in on what we're going to be doing from an on-the-ground perspective, but we're excited about it.
The Beef Council's Heather Buckmaster. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.